around here. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Soham. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today.
This podcast is sponsored by.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Via Spotify, iTunes, and other digital outlets around the internet, Linkin Park released a number of compilations like this one for fans in anticipation for their new album, Living Things, which was released. These Spotify-exclusive albums feature some of Linkin Park's favorite live performances from every song over the years, and they will release one a week leading up to June 26. All tracks are taken from the band's digital souvenir program shows, which were released between 2007 and 2012. Due to the fact that certain songs were not released through the DSP because they were not playing live in this time, songs are missing on every release. Using the soundboard recordings of the Millis concerts, Live Around the World also gave fans the opportunity to hear from a few musicians that were not featured on official studio albums. Live Around the World features tracks hand-picked from over 200 performances by drummer Roger Taylor, Adam Lambert, and guitarist Brian May, including the iconic Freddie Mercury I.O. section. True to Live Around the World's name, the tracks on Live Around the World were hand-picked from concert recordings from across the United States, Europe, and Japan, and are arranged to reflect the flow of a typical nighttime set. This is the first video of a five-part series of live videos called Chasing the Daylight, which features an example of women's typical evenings out in five different cities across the globe. Now that you know how to stream on all devices, let us get deeper into how to analyze your Facebook Live videos. Do not forget to share it with your friends now, so that you will always be able to search for the Refinery29 live videos and revisit them. Not only will it encourage more people to comment, it is a fun way to engage your viewers with the live experience, which may keep them sticking around for a little bit longer. This means that only me will see the live video. None of my friends or Facebook followers can, but it is set up to publish the video both as a normal Facebook post and a Facebook story, if I choose. If you want to mess with the live video broadcasting but not really share it with anybody else, you can adjust the privacy settings to make sure that only you are able to view it, as with any other Facebook post. This is also where you can add a tracking link in your description of the post, which could take future viewers to your live video series page, to the website for any campaigns that you are using your live video for, or anywhere else. For instance, if you made an error while doing your live Facebook broadcast, have viewers comment to let you know whether or not they made the same error, too. This article contains tips that can help you get the assistance you need to keep living independently. Read and share this infographic for tips on making your home safe and accessible as you age in place. If staying in your home is important to you, you might still be concerned about safety, getting around, or other activities of everyday living. Perhaps you are living alone, so you do not have someone living at home to help. Maybe you do not need assistance now, but live with a spouse or family member who does. A geriatric care manager may be useful when family members live a long distance. You can have just about any kind of help you need at your home, and it is usually worth the expense. A hospital discharge planner can help you set up an arrangement, and Medicare may cover the costs of having a home health aide come to your house. It is possible that paying out of pocket for some services might be cheaper than moving into a group living, assisted living, or a long-term care facility. Longtermcare.gov, which comes from the Administration for Community Living, is a good place to start. Talk to your healthcare provider about ways that any medical condition may make it harder for someone to move about or take care of themselves going forward. I have not lived here long, so I am not sure where any of the best restaurants are. If not for Miles, not many of them would find a way to hang out. The trick was keeping up with Miles, finding something new to play, as Foley recalled. Miles had melodies that he liked to open and close, other regulars on the set list, such as New Blue and Tutu, that he would cultivate an air of flexibility. He was hip to the need to center music and amp up a show at venues like this. Miles used clip-on mics, and he would roam freely around the stage, going back and
forth. Visiting various sidemen, frequently dropping phrases back and forth. Minutes to Midnight was also the last Linkin Park album where each song from their new record, Living Things, was performed live. Including the Queen's impressive Live Aid full set performed at Firefight Australia. Whether for 2 hours in a packed club, or an entire weekend's worth of sets at a festival, live shows are about much more than entertainment. Yet, Live Around the World producers were able to salvage a recording good enough to put on CD. And this is in large part thanks to the state-of-the-art in studio techniques. The drunk said, "Yes, when my wife went off to work, she said, I want to get the house clean tonight. So I am going to sit at this coffee shop and drink myself down to about 10 minutes before she gets home. Then clean up the house, make a little bit of food, feed the dogs."
Episode 180 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Soham Castillo. Adios.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.